Or Leper Gimel Mishnah Dalid 3:4. Much of the same here. Now we are going to be building on the principle of Yesh Shevach Eitzim Bepas Uvetavshil, that if one burns Orla materials as the fuel source for cooking something, so then we say that the thing that he cooked is receives benefit from the fuel source, and therefore if you say I have a casserole cooking in the oven and the oven's being heated by Orla, since the Orla is forbidden, the heat generated to cook the casserole is also forbidden, therefore that makes the casserole forbidden, as otherwise you'd be getting benefit from the Orla. In that being the case, the Mishnah says, Tavshil shebishlo beklipe Orla. If you have a dish, casserole, let's say, that you cooked using a fuel source of Orla rinds, so then yidalek, the casserole must be burned. It's also to get benefit from it, because it's as if part of the rinds are now essentially inside, included in the casserole. Nisarv ba'acherim, if that casserole gets mixed with other identical casseroles, ya'ale be'echad umatayim, then the rule will be, you need 200 heter casseroles for one usher casserole, and then it will be batel. And this, everyone agrees, even Reb Meir agrees, because when it comes to a casserole and other tavshil and other dishes, you don't sell them by the individual unit. And that being the case, at 200 times heter against one iser, according to everyone, the casserole will be batel.